Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and sisters, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. The King James Version of the Holy Scripture says in verse 11 that Jesus passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee on his way to Jerusalem. And while Jesus was passing through, he was about to enter into a certain village. And the Bible says that 10 men, no names given, but 10 men who were identified by their condition, 10 men that were lepers, stood afar off waiting for Jesus. Notice with me that the Bible does not give us their names, but just describes them by identifying their condition. And brothers and sisters, don't we too often identify people today by their conditions? Don't we say, that is lying Larry? Don't we say, that is Chris, the crackhead? Don't we say, that is no good Nathan? Don't we say, that is promiscuous Patty? And don't we all sometimes say, ain't that stealing Steve? Come on now. You know we describe people by their conditions and not by their names only. The Bible says that these 10 men, 10 lepers, heard that Jesus was passing through their vicinity, their neighborhood, their village, and they hoped to gain an audience with Jesus, who they heard moved and operated in the power of God. I don't know about you, but I am so glad today that Jesus is still passing through our neighborhoods, our villages, our community to heal and deliver and save broken humanity. I'm so glad that Jesus passed through my territory and looked beyond my faults and saw my needs and came to my rescue. Now, the Bible says that these 10 men were lepers. Now, many of us have heard stories of horrors of having leprosy in biblical times. Leprosy was a horrible disease to have. It's like COVID today. Not was there, the pain of the disease itself, but there was also the stigma that went along with having the disease called leprosy. You see, my brothers and sisters, the Mosaic law pronounced a leper as being unclean. Those who had leprosy were not permitted to enter into the tabernacle or later the temple to worship. They could no longer live with their families. And according to Leviticus chapter 13, verse 46, they were required to dwell in a leper's colony and to live outside of any city, village, or camp. The law also required that they tear their clothes as a sign of extreme sorrow. Their faces had to be covered, and they had to cry out, "Unclean, unclean," whenever anyone came close to them. Leprosy was regarded by some as a disease inflicted by God upon a person for some particular sin, and therefore looked at leprosy as a mark of God's displeasure. In other words, if you were a leper, you essentially lost everything. You lost your family, you lost your job, and you lost your money. Now, note with me that Jesus is met by 10 men who all had the same problem or the same condition called leprosy. And we will discover later in the text that this group of 10 not only had the same condition, but they were not of the same race or pedigree. My brothers and sisters, isn't it interesting to note that these 10 men, these 10 lepers, didn't take the time to worry or care about skin color or nationality. They didn't seem to care about the differences in their religious persuasions, the differences in their politics, their culture, their language, and their heritage. All they knew was that all of them were in the same predicament. And guess what? Guess what, New Providence and friends? All of us watching and listening today are in the same predicament. What you mean, Pastor? We all have a common condition that we must face. What is that condition, Pastor Wood? The Bible records the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Paul writes, "For all," that means everybody, "have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That's right. All of us are sinners in need of a Savior. Listen to me good. All of us have missed the mark of godly perfection. All of us have messed up and have done some wrong. But New Providence and friends, I am so glad that Jesus Christ has made it possible for you and I to be forgiven from our sins. I'm so glad that Jesus said, though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them white as snow. I'm glad that Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come to me. Now, note with me that verse 12 of Luke chapter 17 describes these lepers as standing afar off. You see, rabbinic tradition said that lepers had to stand at least 100 paces from anyone else. And thinking about our pandemic today, some of us have a problem and refuse during this COVID-19 pandemic to practice social distancing by remaining 6 feet apart and wearing a mask. Well, let me move on. The Bible says that this group of lepers lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Now, here in the text, the Greek word used for mercy also translates as compassion. In other words, they cried out to Jesus to have compassion, have mercy upon us. Now, you know what mercy is, don't you? Mercy is not getting what you deserve. These men cried out for mercy. But now, seeing that Jesus was in their neighborhood, they realized that they had been divinely given another chance at realizing hope and healing. And these 10 lepers were not going to let this opportunity pass them by to have an encounter with Jesus the Christ. So the Bible says that they lifted up their voices. In other words, they lifted their voices as one and sought not for individual mercy, but mercy for them all. And let me pause right here and say, as a church family, as a community of faith, during this pandemic and during this time of governmental upheaval, that we as a people of faith must lift our voices together in unity, seeking the mercy of God for our communities and our nation. In verse 14, you still have your Bible open, don't you? The Bible tells us that Jesus has compassion on these 10 lepers and commands them to go and show themselves to the priest. In response to their call, Jesus responds with a command. Now, according to the Mosaic law, it was the responsibility of the priest to inspect and declare a person that had leprosy clean or free of the disease. Jesus, who came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it, honors the requirements of the law and commands the 10 lepers to go show themselves to the priest. Now remember, my brothers and sisters, Jesus has not touched them. For remember, the scripture says that they are crying out to him from afar off. There is no indication in the text that Jesus even had a conversation with them about their leprous condition. All the Bible says is that Jesus says to them, go show yourself to the priest. And I don't know about you, but I am so glad this morning to know that all we have to be is in speaking or shouting distance of Jesus to receive our healing and our deliverance. Thank you, Lord. And guess what? You and I are always in speaking or shouting distance. How, Reverend Wood? Because the Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Jesus commands these 10 lepers to show themselves to the priest. Now listen to me good. By sending these 10 lepers to the priest, Jesus was in essence telling them that their healing was guaranteed. Why, Pastor Wood? Because there would be no need for Jesus to command them to go to the priest if they still would have had the condition of leprosy. So the Bible says in verse 14b that as these 10 lepers went, that they were cleansed. Did you hear what I said? I said, as they went, they were cleansed. In other words, their obedience to follow Jesus' command was a demonstration of their faith in God. And because of their obedient faith, their supernatural healing came to pass. But now, when we get to verse 15, the Bible says, and one of them, let me say that again, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, except this stranger. And he looks at the man, and he says unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. The Bible says, and one of them, my brothers and sisters who are listening and watching today, I believe this is a paradigm of our world today. About one out of every 9 people are thankful and grateful to God. The Bible says just one gave thanks. Just one of them realized how good and merciful God had been to him. He realized that he had a reason to be thankful. He had a reason to give God glory and praise. Well, as I end this message, I can't speak for you. I can't tell your story. But if you will allow me to testify for myself that I too have a reason to give God thanks, to give him glory, and to give him praise. God has been so good to me over and over again. He has supplied all my needs. He's healed my body. He's protected me from my own self and my enemies. He's made ways out of no way. He has, in these times, have regulated my mind. And he has given me peace that passes surpasses all understanding. I don't know about you, but I have something to thank God for. And I'm just like David. I'm trying to be like David by blessing the Lord at all times, in good times, in bad times, in tough times, in times I don't know what to do. I still will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I can say with David, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, who heals me of all my diseases, who redeems my life from destruction, who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things. I bless the name of the Lord this morning. Won't you help me? I said, won't you help me? Won't you help me? Give God thanks. I know you're at home. You may be in your car. You may be on your job. But won't you help me? Lift Jesus. Won't you help me? Glorify him. Won't you help me? Tell him thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He's been good. He's been kind. He's been patient. Thank you. Thank you. I've got a reason to give God thanks. I don't care what may be going on in my life. I don't care. I don't care what may be happening in your life. You and I have a reason to give God thanks. He woke us up this morning. He didn't have to do that. He's protected us. He's supplied our needs. He's healed our bodies. We all have something to thank God for.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay's Arena, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.